Welcome to another episode of the How to Save the World podcast, where we take a deep dive into the academic research and behavioral science of what really gets people to take pro-environmental action and behavior. I'm your host, Katie Patrick. I'm an environmental engineer and behavior designer based in Silicon Valley, California, and I'm the author of the book, How to Save the World. If you haven't already, sign up to my website at katiepatrick.com to get more free resources about how you can use gamification and behavior design to get your community to zero emissions and make it fun like a game. Today, I wanted to share a technique that has been the secret sauce for me personally to actually get shit done. I see the same problem happen over and over again with all of the people that come to me for advice on behavior and gamification and social media marketing and community engagement with these amazing big picture ideas that involve so many branches, so many tentacles, such a big vision. But then week to week, day to day, like this vision is not really moving forward in any reasonable way. And I call this technique I want to share short scoping. I just made up that name. What it means is I make a rule for myself now that every time I get to work on something, I have to reduce the scope of what I'm working on to something that can get completed within 3 days. Recently, I've even brought it down to something that can get completed within 1 day. So if you're working on a big campaign or a big idea for a game or a book or a festival, whatever it is you're doing, what people do is that they think about all of the detail and people get very emotionally attached to all the bells and whistles and all the things it could be and then start kind of creating like this really big like coloring book. Imagine if your idea was like this big thing on the wall, like a giant tree with all these little parts and birds and everything, and it kind of starts to become like one of those massive 5,000 piece puzzles. And then you've got all the little puzzle pieces and you're sort of trying to get it to work. And it can become so big and complicated, you don't really like make any progress on it. And it feels so big. You're like, well, I really need to have like $100,000 to finish this and a team and 6 months with no interruptions. And the scope becomes huge. We're all prone to feature creep and making the scope massive. I'm also extremely prone to this, which is why I notice it in other people and why I've come up with the name for this technique and why I'm sharing it too, because I see everybody doing it. And so that is asking yourself the question, if I had to put out something public, like something that other people are going to see, that's this critical part of the question, because it means that you actually get it finished to a reasonable level of quality, that it's not embarrassing you to put it out there. Like you can write a book, and I've written 2 books now. You can just write rambling garbage for 100,000 words and be like, yeah, I've written the first draft. My book's like pretty much done, but all of those paragraphs are just really messy. Although that is advice that some people make like a bad first draft and then go from there. Maybe that's like your undercoat. But what I mean for real projects when you want to make progress is come up with a short scope of what you want to do. So if you need to build a new website, and I am often building websites and working on landing pages, it's really easy to come up with an idea for what this amazing vision would be. It would have all these charts and it would have videos and courses and so many links to so many different resources and so much amazing data and animations. And it's very easy to think of this big, complex, wonderful, amazing thing that's going to take me 3 months to design. And so, you know, I'm not sharing anything with the world. I'm not making traction on the real world implementation, which is often having meetings, pitching for funding, building relationships, showing things to people, getting to know people. You know, you can't do all of that when you're kind of in the cave of making something. So by putting this line around it, like what is the absolute minimum I can do to make something publicly acceptable so I can start showing it to people? So then you can be out in the world, sharing it, making it happen, and then you go back and then come up with another short scope. I recently did this for my new website for Block Club. Have a look at it. It's blockclub.us. I had made this amazing platform design for Block Club. It was going to be gamification on every level of granularity with like groups of neighbors and chat boards and community leaders. And like there's pages and pages of badges of like really cool gamification design. And you know what I did? I sat on it and did nothing. When I mean nothing, I think absolutely nothing. Zero progress for 2 years, eating away at me, thinking this community-based neighbor gamification thing, like it's like really powerful. And then one day I was just like, I can't handle this anymore. Like, fuck it. I just have to short scope everything so I don't end up just tinkering away into the detail forever and ever. So I made this rule for myself, was like, you have to, by the end of today, get a page finished that you can show publicly. So I'm like just working on the homepage. And every time I get an energy idea, I'm like, oh yeah, but you could make this other feature that goes this way. And oh yeah, you should totally have that other page. And here's like 10 different things you should put on the footer. And each one of them really needs like a blog article and a description. And we really need a carbon calculator there. And I'm just like, no. And so what I do is I write down all those branching tentacle of ideas onto post-it notes. And then often by the end of the day, there's like 50 big clumps of post-it notes. Otherwise, if you don't write them down, they'll keep buzzing around in your head. So you write them down on the post-it note, put them over there in a box, and just focus on, you know, imagine if I had to show this to somebody, it was like life or death, and we're just going to get the simplest homepage, the absolute minimum it needs to be. And then we're going to move on to the next bit. Okay, cool. We've got a homepage. The next one is the About Us page. Okay, About Us page. Absolute minimum needs to be. You can show it publicly. And then the next bit, and reducing that to a very finite unit of time. So you do the one thing that actually really needs to get done and postpone all of the branches of something else that it can be till later, because you can always add them later. And I have found this short scoping technique to just be totally life-changing in my ability to actually get stuff done and get stuff shipped and be out there. And a lot of people say to me when they meet me, they're like, Katie, you do so much. You're always posting. You're putting things out. That's because I give myself a window of time and a deadline. And I'm like, you've got 5 hours. By the end of 5 hours, you've got to make something that is acceptable to put out on social media, or just basically show people, have people see it. And so I give myself that little deadline. I'm like, what can I make? Like, I can't build like a whole bit of startup or a whole software like in, you know, 6 hours, but I can make like a really nice graphic of the concept, or I can make a blog post. And so that way I'm able to keep the engine moving, and it forces you to really focus on that one thing that you need to do. And I would encourage you to read this book called The One Thing. It has a yellow front cover. It's all about this, just focusing on the one thing you need to focus on, not going out in all these different directions, making the one thing specific, essential, and important, and then figuring out what you're going to do to get there. One thing every single person does who comes to me for consulting or for advice, and I mean every single one, I'm pretty sure it is every single one. They come with these really big, elaborate visions with way too many branches and way too many tentacles, like way before they've ever made like the real world progress they need to make to build the basic platform, like these huge, elaborate ideas before they've even built like a single website. You only need one page for a website, just one page. It doesn't need to have all these different pages, just one page where people can sign up. Like, that's it. Like, before they've even had, you know, like an Instagram account where they can like show the brand, or a LinkedIn page. Before they've even figured out how to make a video that even explains like what they do, these huge elaborate ideas, you want to shrink it down to something small that you can make public, whatever it is, and just keep giving yourself this short scope. The scope always starts massive. It's always some huge thing. I've never, ever seen it go the other direction. It always starts big and complicated and non-niched. And then as people go, they start to realize like how hard it is. And then the niche becomes smaller and smaller, refined as you go. And as you go through this process, this natural process of starting big and complicated and multifaceted and multi-branched, and then starting to realize that it's vision is too complicated and big. And as you start to niche down, do the same thing with your little milestones you give yourself. At the end of 6 hours, I need something that's public that people can see. At the end of 3 days, I need that. And just everything that is not that, put it on a post-it note, write it in a diary, and do it later. So that's it. That's the end. And one fascinating bit of behavioral psychology about this is that when athletes are running, one thing that they do, if you ask athletes, I learned this recently on the Huberman Lab podcast, that when athletes running, this is a professional level athletes, and I think it was like long distance running, they focus on a goal in front of them. And so the guest on the Huberman Lab podcast, you'd think I would figure out who it was before I started this, my own podcast. So you'll have to find it. Sorry about that. If the athlete focused on a goal these are runners, that was very far away, they would actually slow down. But if the athlete focused on a goal that was pretty close in front of them, they would actually start to speed up. This is the same thing that we notice in UI UX design with progress bars, that when the goal is like really far away, it's hard to be motivated to make it through the progress to this very far away goal. It's also the kind of genius behind levels and breaking things up, is that we want to make goals be reasonably achievable, reasonably close to us and able to do them. And behavioral scientists in habit design show this really works with people. Giving yourself a one-day goal, it's much more easier to stick to a one-day goal than it is to stick to a 100-day goal. You do a 100-day goal, you're motivated for a few days, and then you drop off. So that what they say is to chunk it up, essentially some sort of level or some sort of like reducing the scope of the goal. So if you imagine, if you're that athlete and if you're looking very, very far ahead, you're going to be going slower because it looks like it is. It's further away. But if you give yourself a very short goal, you'll go really fast towards that goal. And this happens across all sorts of people moving towards goals of any kind or doing habits and behaviors. That's what I'm talking about. Short scope your goal to something right in front of you that you can do. And the trick is, can you post it on social media for other people to see? So you're not just making a whole bunch of like half finished stuff. I hope this was helpful. Thank you for listening. If you love the podcast, please send me a DM on Instagram at katiepatrickhello. Take a screen grab, share it, post it on Twitter, on LinkedIn, on Facebook, anywhere, and tag me. I love to hear from you. I'd love to hear from you also if you actually try this technique and it's been as helpful for you as it has been for me. You can always leave a review on Apple Podcasts. That really does help the podcast. And don't forget, you can also review and follow on Spotify. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for your interest in environmental psychology and behavior design and saving the world as a whole. And I will see you next week.